Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. One of the most interesting distinctions I've ever come across in guiding kids and guiding especially gifted or smart kids is the different types of perfectionism. We talked a little while ago about how giftedness can also be described as a bunch of being traits, the way they are being. And one of the traits that's often brought up is perfectionism or fear of failure. And this has to do with the fact that a lot of gifted kids are very kind of sensory acute, so they can see a lot of difference, they can process a lot of information, but their skill level often doesn't match their ability to judge how well something is done. Like when a two-year-old comes up with, three lines on a drawing and says, look, this is great, it's a horse, then it lacks the ability to see that it's not actually a horse, it's just a couple of lines. But, so he's pretty happy with himself because he apparently in his mind sees a horse. But what if you're smart enough to see that it's clearly not a horse in the way that the horse is in your head, but at the same time, you don't have the physical, skill level and the motor skill level to be able to draw the proper drawing, then you might get stuck. And some kids end up with a fear of failure or perfectionism. But perfectionism has gotten bad rep. That perfectionism is an inherently bad thing, but it depends on the type of perfectionism. I don't know where I learned it, but I heard the distinction between healthy and unhealthy perfectionism. If you know where I got it from, please, send me a DM or respond to a post somewhere, because I'd love to get the source on this and share it with you as well. So what the difference is between unhealthy and healthy perfectionism is two different things. Question one, does it make you perform better? And question two, does it add to your well-being? If both the answers are yes, then it's healthy perfectionism. If one or both of the answers is no, then it's unhealthy perfectionism. So if I'm trying to do something and, the script in my head, we were talking about yesterday, right? About the kind of like the thoughts that people have and the processes and recipes. If my recipe is causing me to perform worse, so I want to learn how to code, and now my judgment of my skill is actually inhibiting me from learning how to get better at it, then it's not actually helping my performance. If, I'm trying to start a race and I get an anxiety and a panic attack, then I'm not getting a better performance. So by definition, it's like ineffective at least and unhealthy probably. The second question is it healthy? Because sometimes, the pressure, the internal pressure, might actually make me score better. It might actually make me run faster or work harder or longer. But then the question is, does it add to my happiness and well-being? Because if I'm burning myself up, if I'm pretty much being my own fear master, if I'm standing behind myself with a whip, whipping myself into shape, and basically all that's moving me forward is fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of punishment or stuff like that, then it's also not happy or healthy perfectionism. And it will both will work on each other, because if it's unhealthy because you're not really doing it in a healthy way, in a mentally healthy way, you're not going to sustain the performance. So in the long run, the performance is going to get worse. And, if it's actually making your performance work worse, then it's not going to make you happier either. So look at ways to see how you're dealing with perfectionism. Look at yourself, look at your child. Is this healthy or is this unhealthy perfectionism? And this might be one of the nice moments to get that psychoeducation thing going again. Share this story with your kids and figure out, is the way that they're driving themselves a healthy form of perfectionism or an unhealthy form of perfectionism? And are there ways to shift that? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.